Seminole Headlines is brought to you by Register Sausage, serving the Florida Panhandle and Lower Alabama for over 75 years. To find a store near you or to buy directly from Registers, head to registermeats.com. That's registermeats.com.
It's time for Seminole Headlines, featuring WarChant.com's Jeff Cameron, managing editor Ira Schofel, and senior writer Corey Clark. Your weekly dose of all things FSU, pistols, and pies starts right now. Here's Jeff Cameron.
Hour number two, Seminole Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio and WarChant TV. It is great to be with you. There's Corey mugging for the camera, as always. If you're watching on WarChant TV, there's Ira to my right. He's not mugging for the camera.
Why would he?
Doesn't need to. Doesn't need it.
I don't have as much to work with.
Yeah, you got this. You got a mug.
So this hour brought to you, as always, by Birch Orthodontics.
Couldn't you shave on Headlines Day? Like, that was what's his name?
I don't appreciate that at all.
Just asking.
That's why I'm wearing the hat, though. I didn't want people to see my ring around my head. Because, you know, when you don't shave, mm-hmm. you get that ring.
You don't have much of a ring.
Come on, man. I got plenty
of
a ring.
You're pretty bald.
There's hair for days, you know. If I wanted to grow it. It'd look great.
Oh, man. So, Birch Orthodontics, just informed me that my youngest son is about ready to start his braces.
Well, and Stephanie's daughter just got her braces off yesterday and couldn't be happier. Like, was almost in tears. They looked so good.
That was a great tweet.
Stephanie said they were perfect. Her teeth are perfect. Yes.
So it's the weirdest thing. I, of course, saw Stephanie and her daughter the last time I was in Birch Orthodontics.
Right. And she thought she was going to get them off.
And then yesterday, Clark was there. My youngest son was there.
Oh, man. We're on the exact same schedule.
You got
the same cycles.
Dr. Birch got us regimented the right way.
Yeah, people, find Stephanie on Twitter. Find her, that picture that she tweeted. It was really good. I mean, she's got obviously a lovely young daughter, but her smile was perfect, and that's just the same as mine are, and yours will as well. And you can have that, too, for your kids or your family members. BirchOrthodontics.com is the website to get a consultation. They've got payment plans. They do unbelievable work, great customer service, best in the business, ride or die, Birch Orthodontics.
Well done. All right, so... BC Knowles 16 wrote this on the board, I guess.
Did you get this by regular mail? Oh, okay.
yeah. So
I'm glad you got that, though, because we take questions on Twitter, we take them on Facebook. We don't usually think to look to the tribal council.
But we need to,
and this was one of those from there.
This one's from there. All right, so what would it take to see Jeff and Ira do an Irish car bomb on the Sunday Smash? I didn't include Corey because I know he's too weak.
Yes, correct, BC Knowles.
I mean, we know what a production it was for me to just get tequila.
Yeah.
And fake
and you
shot
did do
glasses.
The shot, though. You did do it.
Yeah, but
like a man.
But I don't have supplies. Like, I'm going to go hire a bartender.
Yeah, I could do a – I mean, maybe we'll do one of these Sunday Smashes on location somewhere. We could do it from the corner.
I mean, what would it
like
take is the answer. They need to beat one of these rivals.
No, I would just do one.
Oh,
like
well, it takes nothing, though, apparently.
It takes just nothing.
As long as you're alive on Sunday.
I will do a Sunday.
I don't know that I've committed. I need to hear a little bit more about the ingredients.
They're delicious.
But I am half Irish. My mom's Irish.
Let's go, baby.
Do you an Irish accent?
We should
what would
do
it take
right
to
now?
Get you to do an Irish accent
and dye my hair red
for a whole show?
Here we go. All right, Eric writes, first off, kudos to you gentlemen for not quitting on us.
Yeah.
The three of you remain hashtag rock ass solid in my book. I agree with Jeff. This staff is working miracles given the level of talent we collectively have on this team. But I do have one question for those who get to see practice. Does Mackenzie Milton become the Incredible Hulk, laying waste to defensive tackles and linebackers as he plows forward on short yardage and goal line situations to convert?
Yeah,
you should see him in practice running that quarterback sneak.
Because if he somehow is pulling that off in practice, they forgot to shoot him up with the necessary gamma radiation on Saturdays so he can replicate it during the games. It's the one thing this staff keeps doing that leaves me scratching my head. And I said it during the break.
We talked about that during the break. That is a very fair point
it
and
is
a very fair criticism.
And something we all first guessed. I mean, Corey and I sit next to each other in the press box. Well, this week, Austin was between us. But as soon as Mackenzie went back under center, we're like, what the?
They
can't be doing this.
There's got to be a handoff because Corbin was back there.
I would rather Brady run a QB sneak.
I agree with that.
Or your wife.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, Brady's got a little more
strength, probably. Yeah.
Christy could definitely do it.
She's got strong legs, but her ankles are shaky.
The point is, all of them would have this. All of them would have the same chances of scoring as Mackenzie Milton.
Right.
I mean, there's none. It's none. Yeah. And the last time they tried it, he fumbled into the end zone.
Ridiculous. The last time it was
it
even
feels,
more ridiculous.
It also feels like a humiliating thing for him. Like when I watched it, I'm like, oh man, that's terrible. Like he
should
knows.
He should have been like, really? We're going to do that?
Yeah, he's like, guys, I mean, I get it. No, why are you making fun of me? Why are we doing this?
Yeah, what did I do to you guys?
What, you want me to dance? Like, yeah. Stop doing this, guys. Let me just turn and hand it to somebody.
Or just say, Jashaun, come
legs.
Under center and get yeah. this snap and drive. I thought they were going to do it with Preston Daniel.
And what's crazy, yeah, no, you're right. That play.
Well, I thought it looked like he was in motion to like take
the play they did with Wyatt Rector.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, that makes more sense than this.
What is interesting about that game, and again, kind of what leads to the fact that maybe shouldn't have even been in it as it was, NC State's like run defense and their goal line defense, their red zone defense has been outstanding. They'd only given up one rushing touchdown all year.
Yeah.
So when they got down there and they didn't, you know, they were going to score from 3 yards out, I'm thinking, man, this is, they're going to have, there's no way they're going to score.
But then they thought, well, we'll just let McKenzie.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tom Wright, serious question.
They'll never expect this. They did have the element of surprise.
That's true. Yeah. Like Dave Doran must have been like, my God.
And his coordinator like, I don't know what they're doing, coach. But
it looks like Milton's still under center, but that can't be right.
There's no way they're actually going to do that. Tom Wright, serious question. How are we doing with the NIL? And is there a, quote, focused effort by the university and Seminole boosters as to what needs to be done this offseason? Well, let's hope so, Tom. Now,
it's a good question, and it's a fair question.
I'm a little worried about the NIL.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm worried about it.
Well, the reality is, I mean, just because that law's in place doesn't change the fact that Florida State, as an organization community, does not have quite the same support as some of the schools you're competing against.
Get to it. Guys, you're watching the show. Get to it. You know people that have businesses.
I mean, like, I remember when Jimbo got here, I remember talking to some of the people on his staff about LSU. And the things they had in place there.
Oh, yes.
Well, but even the above board.
I did too, by
even
the way.
Even some of the above board stuff. Like, yeah. They had a program where in the summer, like if kids wanted summer jobs, players wanted summer jobs, then they had them hooked up with good jobs. Like wearing a shirt and tie, being in an office, making real money, not, you know, cutting grass.
And now you don't even have to bother with that.
Well,
let's go.
Exactly. But they had a thing set up where all these businesses around Baton Rouge and New Orleans would guarantee these, like, they didn't even want work done. They just guaranteed them good jobs as part of the experience of playing at LSU. Florida State's never had any of that. So you create this situation with the NIL where there's less barriers, but Florida State still has the same infrastructure. And so to his point, it's a top priority. I've heard David Coburn talk about it. I've heard Norvell talk about it. I've heard the Board of Trustees chair talk about it. But until people step up, I don't know.
Well,
and
we all know this. This almost goes without saying, but we've made so much money for registers and Birch especially.
Yeah, we know they'll step up.
That they will step up. And the money that we've made for them goes to, say, a Travis Hunter or somebody like that. Yeah. I mean, again, you want a 19-year-old to be a spokesperson for an orthodontist, right?
A big sausage
or a car company.
Ben,
or whatever.
Ben the sausage guy actually asked me if he could tweet at a certain recruit. And let him know that, hey, man, there might be some opportunities.
There might be something for you over here.
And I was like, I don't know you're allowed to do that.
Ben, the answer is yes. You get up in those DMs. you slide all the way up in them DMs.
That is the one NIL law you're not allowed to use as a recruiting inducement.
Oh, you can't?
We're not worried
about
the
law. Ben, I apologize. Don't do that.
We're not. There's no – the NCAA isn't doing anything.
What are they doing?
They're
toothless.
They got nothing. Hey, Ben, you and anybody else with money, you call these recruits and get them on board. Let's go.
But call them.
This team needs –
Call them. You don't need a written –
No written. No. Don't write a check. Don't do what your boy did at Georgia.
Yeah. When he was coaching the basketball team. Tony Cole.
Yeah, that was good.
Norm Sloan's staff did that too back in the day.
Just wrote checks.
Florida, yeah. Kenny McCraney got money orders sent in his name.
That's my favorite.
To give to players.
Yeah, I think Kevin Brown, the pitcher from Georgia Tech and then later, of course, Major League Baseball for a long time, had steroids sent to his house
with his name on the box.
Like
K. Brown.
Yeah,
K. Brown, Cy Young.
My man.
2004.
There you go. There's no shame in his game. He's like, bring me all the steroids. Yeah. All right, Mike writes, for the massive limitations Norvell and Dillingham have to deal with and still produce points, rushing yards, and scheme some explosive plays, imagine what they're going to do if they actually have talent.
Yeah, that's the next step.
You got to get the talent. That's also part of the coaching, right? You got to procure the talent.
That's probably, you say, almost the biggest part of coaching.
It is the biggest part.
But when you guys were talking about the FSU-Miami series and you guys are looking back at some of the greatest plays, take, like, the last starting receiver on any of those teams.
Yeah.
Even in 2013, like, I mean, we love Kenny Shaw. Yeah. Put Kenny Shaw on this team.
Oh, it's different.
I mean, it's different.
They don't, yeah.
So I'm not saying you have to go out and have Rashad and Kelvin Benjamin, but if you can just go get the third or fourth.
Go get you a Christian Green. Right? He's a national champ.
No.
He made a play or two.
Wasn't he the one running routes for Jameis on pro day, and then he plowed into that back group?
Oh, he did.
That was the best of all time.
Didn't he get hurt?
Well, I think he took a cameraman out. I just remember laughing my ass off inside the...
Was that when Jameis had to throw over the brooms and the leaf blowers?
Awesome. If you forget, though, that's a deep fly. He throws that like 65 yards and it takes out the NFL Network.
Yeah, in the indoor practice facility, they had like the TV.
Mike Mayock goes flying.
No, they all moved out of the way. Just bam, 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 bam. They took out everything. I was like, woo, hell of an overthrow there. Jameis got
into that one.
we're hoping. We're hoping. Tony writes, what's up, sausage lovers? As far back as this past spring, everyone knew what kind of team we are, and because of that, people said that we would probably go 5-7, 6-6. So far, we are on track. Why is there so much anger when we knew what this roster was?
Don't you think that's a vocal minority, though?
I do.
I think the people I talk to out in life about this team are all very pragmatic.
That was definitely the case after Clemson. I got some other
but
people kind of coming.
That doesn't make sense because of the
flu.
I agree.
But
like if they had not lost, even
because of the flu. NC State's better.
Well, right. But if you'd have gone out and with Jordan Travis at quarterback and not gotten a point in the first half,
you would have
a right to be like,
what
are y'all
doing?
But we
also know that wouldn't have happened.
Right. So that's what I don't understand is like with a flu-ridden team without your quarterback, what were you expecting to happen? It's a bad break. It sucks. But it happened. They had the flu.
I think there's so many like things out there that people are grabbing onto to be mad about because they're frustrated. But why'd you let Chubba Purdy leave? Because you weren't going to play him over McKenzie Milton. So then that's frustrating. Then there's
well, that goes back to Chubba's terrible, and they did a terrible job about it. They could have Jeff Sims here. they would have scored some points with Jeff Sims on Saturday.
Yeah, for both teams.
Hey, it's fine.
He's not a great player.
Exciting.
Don't even do that.
He's exciting.
Not a great player.
Yeah, no. He would have gotten that first down on that play that Milton dove a yard short.
If we'd gotten down there.
Not the QB sneak one in the first half where he just came up a yard short.
He does put up yards and points, but, man, he also
gives it away, baby. He's a tough watch.
Yeah. Well, anyhow. Okay, let's keep it.
But, yes.
There's a lot of different things.
But
and then the
season has kind
calls.
Of played out like we thought. They will end up being probably 4-8, maybe 3-9. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But 4-8, 5-7, 3-9. They're a six-win-ish team that didn't win in the fourth quarter.
I think Brad's question here actually kind of does summarize the mounting frustrations and the extreme emotions that we're seeing.
All right.
He writes, is this the craziest season ever for expectations? We go in thinking 5-7, maybe 6-6. Then we're 0-4 with an FCS loss thinking, oh my, 1-11's on the table.
Yes.
Then we figure some things out a bit and think, oh, maybe we can go 6-6, maybe even 7-5, who knows? Now we're resigned to possibly going 3-9, maybe 4-8.
Yeah.
Can you ever recall a season where the expectations fluctuated so much?
Think about the quarterback situation.
Well, even after the first game, you lose an overtime Notre Dame, like, this might be a 7 or 8 win team.
But think about like after the Notre Dame game, McKenzie Milton gets to start against Jacksonville State. The crowd goes crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, people are saying ESPN sending game day here. I mean, it's a huge story. Everybody's so excited. Now people are waiting with bated breath, hoping that Jordan Travis practiced today. I mean, it's wild what this season has been.
The roster is lacking. The roster is lacking, and it's frustrating. And when you see something where you say, well, they could just do this, well, sometimes they can't just do that. I mean, they don't have the personnel for it.
But it is crazy. This has been the wildest roller coaster of them all. Like, this is nuts to be like, they're 0-4. They might go 1-11.
Well, and then they beat North Carolina, and you're like, well, they may run the table.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I mean, seriously.
Yeah, yeah. And then you lose at Clemson in a close game, and then you get the flu. And now Miami's got Van Cozar coming in.
That's my favorite one.
That's my favorite one, too. You guys remember when Sam Howell decommitted and before the great Alex Hornibrook committed, there was talk that Willie may let Travis Jay get some run at quarterback. Since he obviously can't play defensive back, can we float the idea out there again, especially if Travis is still out? It would be reminiscent of Anquan Boldin in the Sugar Bowl. Love the show, fellas. So Anquan Boldin, the Sugar Bowl, throws a dime.
Yeah.
It's dropped.
We know who dropped it.
Yeah.
We all remember the name.
I don't want to revisit this, but I had a scout turn to me and say, does he often drop passes like that? And I go, yeah, buddy.
it goes back to my favorite, and I've said it before, but my buddy, when everybody thought Adrian McPherson threw the NC State game, my buddy's like, well, then Talman was getting a cut too.
Yeah, he dropped a few. I don't think he threw it. He just had the under. That's why I said Adrian had the under.
That was the best. It was NFL scout sitting right there. Yeah. He's like, does he always drop?
Oh,
because
he could run.
Oh, yeah.
He's got good size.
And it was a dime that Anquan
That's a great throw.
That's a touchdown, man.
That's a great throw. That was the number two or three team in the country.
That was a great throw. Oh, boy, that was a toughie. And that's also the weekend that I did a pregame show, that featured one of my favorite moments in history, which is poor Eric Glowen being groped by a stranger right in the middle of a segment.
Really?
Oh, it was unfortunate.
Female or male?
Male. And it was,
oh, like Ira and out in Pasadena. Javier just groping folks.
It was something. Really? I mean, yeah, he was trying to get by, and Eric's kind of a big guy.
I was going
to say. The guy put his hands on Eric's hips and crossed the wrong way forward.
Ooh.
And I was in the middle of broadcasting. I was like, holy shit. It was awesome. My man was just right up on it trying to get by.
Watch out with that mic.
You could see Eric going, Jesus.
Yeah,
no.
Just being jostled about.
It was one of my favorite moments ever. I couldn't keep it together. We had to go to break. I was That's just awesome. Like, holy moly.
And I don't think
my partner just got molested.
I don't think Travis J will play quarterback, but we are all in favor of him maybe moving to that side of the ball. I think we're all in favor of that. Seeing somewhere, what happens.
Somewhere.
Doing something other than what he's been doing.
Yes.
Seminole Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio and War Chant TV.
Hey, Headliners. Ira here. And it's time to talk Shopify. As you remember, a couple years ago, we wanted to create and sell Headlines merch for the best podcast listeners in the world. That's you. But I had no idea where to get started. Now I'm selling Yay Sausage shirts, and it's so easy. All because we use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're a startup working out of your man cave or IPO ready, Shopify is the only tool you need to grow your business without the struggle. Shopify puts you in control of every sales channel. You could be selling Don Julio socks from Shopify's in-person point of sale system or offering headliner shirts from Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform. Whatever you need, you're covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up now for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/warchant, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/warchant now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/warchant.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schofel, and Corey Clark.
Gentlemen, thanks as always for providing top conversations about our beloved Noles. This is from Steve. It's Miami week, so what will Corey do to celebrate our impending victory? What are you going to do if we win this one?
I guess an Irish car bomb.
There you go.
Is that something I can do?
Yanala, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but tweeted me the recipe, the link to the recipe for the Irish car bomb.
It's good stuff.
Oh, hell no.
Go ahead, read it.
It's got Bailey's.
Yeah.
Bailey's is good.
No, it's because, man, one time I got tricked into doing a cement mixer.
Yeah.
Well, that's different.
I can never get that out of my mind.
Well, this isn't that.
So Bailey's is good.
Don't be a baby.
You got a problem with Bailey's?
Don't be a baby.
Come on, buddy.
Whiskey and Guinness?
Yeah.
No, man.
Come on,
Guinness
man.
Is gross.
No, Guinness is delicious.
Guinness is disgusting.
No, you're wrong.
Oh, no,
so
I've tried it. It's the worst.
No, we're doing this together. No.
I'll wear some jewelry in honor of beating the Canes for the next show.
Okay,
I'll be decked out in jewelry.
Marlon writes, okay, boys, it's Miami Hate Week, and I'm making the 8-hour drive from Miami
in a van
full of Canes.
Come on, Marlon.
Love you, Marlon. Please give me the good news and tell me Jordan's going to play. And that we're going to shut down baby Jim Kelly. Tell me our pass rush will make it difficult, or even that our special teams can make the difference in this game. Hope to see you all at the happy hour event. Ultras will be on me.
Who is that, Marlon?
That's Marlon, yeah.
All right, Marlon. Well, welcome. Get up here. I can't say they're going to shut down baby Jim Kelly, but Jordan Travis will probably play, right? Don't you think, Kyra? He's going to play.
Yeah, he'll play. They got the pass rush. And then here's the problem, though. It's like Miami will – they'll leave seven in the block and just think you're not going to be able to cover their three. Because like, they're not afraid to just throw the ball up to Rambo.
Yeah, but
Akeem
did.
And then the tight end.
Akeem is going to go make a play.
So
he's due to make a play.
So your secondary – I don't doubt the pass rush is going to be good, but, man, the secondary's got to play a lot better than it has.
You should just say – but Akeem Dent.
Man, he's trying. He does start at a different position. He's made some plays. He's made some tackles, but he just...
You think the effort was great on that?
No, that was not great. I don't know how you look at Jermaine Johnson and Keir Thomas and Kalen DeLoach with an effort like that.
Don't you think that... I mean, and Fuller talked about a little bit about it yesterday. But I just think the way the defensive line plays and how hard they play. Jermaine Johnson's running sideline to sideline, and Keir Thomas is getting held and still getting sacks. Mm-hmm. And then you put on the film and you see that.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough to excuse away, and it's tough for a teammate to be cool with.
Kyle writes, "Hey guys, thanks for the great content as always. Since Miami has stumbled into their best quarterback in 20 years, and our DBs will give up the long ball with the quickness, two over-unders for you guys. 2.5 passes in the air over 40 yards on Saturday for Miami, and over-under total points of 71.5. So the total for both teams combined.
I think 71.5
is a good number.
That's a solid number.
Yeah, I'd probably go over.
38 to 35 gets you over it. Yeah, I'd go over. Well, rivalry games are different, though, Ira. Sometimes they're harder to score. I think Miami will score less than they did last year. That's something to think about.
I'm pulling this up right now just for the two of you. Let's find.
If they don't, it's
real problematic.
It's going
to be a loss. I'm leaning towards the over. The Canes don't like
to tackle. They'll definitely have a couple of pass plays over 40 yards, I think. I would think that's going to happen.
Because they're going to take a ton of
shots. Multiple?
Well, they're going to take a ton of shots.
Yeah.
And they're not going to get stuffed on all of them. I mean, I would expect
it. Well, Florida State's going to lose if they give up two separate passes of over 40 yards. That's a problem.
Yeah, well,
I guess Florida's taking Miami.
Yeah,
no, I don't know. I just think it's gonna. I think it's gonna be a close game, just like all of Miami's games are.
Most all Florida State games are. Yeah.
A little 41-38 action somewhere in that neighborhood,
like that 09 Georgia Tech game.
Let's go, Ryan writes, fellas. Like to hear your honest assessment of the transfer class. Seems like they took a way too early commitment from Parchment, thinking he would be a clear wide receiver one, and honestly thought Milton would be close to his old self. Didn't seem to really pursue another wide receiver or linebacker. When that lone Heisman vote comes in for Jordan Travis, I'll grin knowing that it's from Corey.
That would be funny.
Oh, man.
I'd get to keep it.
So
overall, the transfer class, I think it's a B.
Yeah, because you basically saved yourself on the defensive line. I mean,
Jamie Robinson's a good player.
Yeah. No, you're all right there. Listen, when you're relying on the transfer portal, you're going to struggle. There's going to be times that you just swing and miss on kids. And
well,
there's a reason they're in the portal, right?
And there's a reason they were at Kansas before that.
Now, I will say this.
If they could have gotten Charleston, it's not like they chose Andrew Parchment over Charleston Rambo.
Right.
Like, if they could have gotten Charleston,
they would have gone with Rambo.
I mean, I don't know how many other receivers. So, yeah, I will say this. I was told during the summer they knew Parchment was a gamble, but they were hoping.
Wanted speed. They needed somebody to stretch the field because they didn't have a burner.
But they knew it would be a gamble, and it hasn't paid off.
And they clearly they wanted a linebacker. It's not like they weren't looking for a linebacker. It's just, I guess, none appeared that were.
They also thought they were going to get Destin Hill in.
Well,
I mean, he was the best receiver in the class.
Well, what I would say is you cannot swing and miss this offseason.
Sure.
On a couple of positions, wide receiver being one of them. And, yeah, you got to get some linebackers in here now.
Yeah.
I mean, again, the recruiting class features a lot of talented players. So I know there's only so much true freshmen can come in and do to change the team's fortune, but you are going to see a raising of the floor, and that kind of competition does elevate everybody's game. So let's hope that happens.
Does Alabama or whoever, somebody that's got boosters who are not afraid to maybe operate in the gray a little bit?
In the gray.
Are they not calling Van Dyke? Like, are they not getting that word to Van Dyke? Like, hey, man.
What year is he?
He's a redshirt freshman.
Oh,
I mean, he was a COVID freshman, so he's a freshman.
I mean, and the Leary kid's a sophomore?
Yeah.
Did I miss Eric's donation? Thank you, Eric. I appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, Eric.
I may have missed it, and I apologize. And then I see here Kevin has donated to the cause as well.
Oh, and here's, Mark. Did you mention Mark?
I thought I mentioned Mark.
Yeah, Mark said, he wanted to commit arson.
Here's to not having to watch this game on the god-awful ACC network. Hope FSU's defense shows up and shuts down Ken Dorsey 2.0, and then Ole's get back to owning the state of Florida.
You wish he was Ken Dorsey 2.0.
This kid's worlds better than Dorsey was. This kid would have won 3 championships with that crew.
I do wonder.
I know it's not on the ACC network. It's on ESPN proper. But you also got RG3 on the booth. So I haven't heard great return so far about that.
It's been a toughie.
As said, he's not doing a great job.
Yeah. From what I can tell, and I heard this from somebody else, and I caught a little bit one of his other games, he actually can have a clever, but he's trying so hard.
That's the problem.
And so it's like he's trying to be funny after every. He's trying to be.
There's room to get better.
Right.
Corey would give up on him right now.
He would.
There's
Corey
no
would
room
cut him.
For growth. That'd
right.
be the end of him.
I think we see the seeds. He's done. He can't play.
8 weeks into his broadcast.
He can't broadcast. This is done. It's a wrap.
James writes, shout out to the women's soccer team who took home another ACC championship. Glad one of our football teams is amazing. Yeah, that's true.
They are amazing.
They're
eight of 11, right?
But I think they're eight. They've been in the finals eight times and won it all eight times.
Every time they're in the finals, they've won.
And remember, this is the coach that cared so little about the ACC tournament that he didn't send his starters that one year and got fined. And then the next year they won it, and he probably won't appreciate me telling the story, but they won it, and he cared so little about the ACC tournament. They got on the bus, and everybody's like, where's the trophy? And they left it in the locker room.
Left it there?
Because
he's like, I'm trying to win national championships. Trying to win national championships.
But I think now you have to appreciate it because, I mean.
Well, it's 2 years in a row that he beat number one in the championship game.
Yeah, and in three of the four number one seeds are ACC.
Also, I'm tired of being ranked number one ahead of Florida State. That's not what you do.
I know. Well, they learned their lesson. They learned their lesson, didn't they? But, I mean, the ACC is incredible. They're better at soccer than SEC is at football by a wide margin.
Are you getting any Twitter questions?
No, but I will. I'm going to get there.
I actually have a Facebook feel to them.
I actually have seven or eight.
Yeah, like well thought out, great questions.
I got seven or eight I'm going to get to from Twitter that I pre-scouted.
Oh, nice.
I like that.
A little pre-scout. Okay. I'm doing my job. I'm here for you.
Miami week.
Yeah, here we go.
It's Miami week.
I'm locked in. Let me get these two in real quick, and then we'll run on over to Twitter for Ira. Gator Kirk writes, what would you be willing to give up for a year to guarantee a victory this weekend?
Mm.
So it obviously has to be something you care about. Like, I'd give up stubbing my toe. For a year,
right?
That doesn't,
Wow, that's a tough one.
For a win over Miami,
would you give up?
I mean, man, what's it make them 4-6? I don't know.
No, but it's a win over Miami.
I know it's a big deal, but it's, I mean, I would give up.
Alaskan king crab legs. I really like Alaskan king crab legs.
How much you eat in Alaskan king crab?
I treat myself here and there. I like a good
treat
Alaskan
yourself.
King. Yeah, I
would
do.
Would you give up? I'm trying to think. Like,
I think I might give
pizza?
Up the because I've been on a truly White Claw kick lately.
You've got some issues.
I might give up Ultra.
The softness of this man knows no bounds.
Maybe I'd give up Ultra and I could just drink Bud Light and Truly.
I do like that you're honest about your.
Oh, it's the most amazing thing in the world. I turned on the happy hour the other day,
and you were
and I saw you hold up the drink. And I turned off the happy hour.
Yeah.
Sorry, Gene.
It's unhappy hour.
You're like, really? My man's out here.
By the way,
Truly?
So I told you guys this. I actually got to hang out with the great Sammy Smith.
You should reach your hand up next time and go, Zima.
Well, I wish they had
here,
Zima.
Yeah.
You guys out and, of the Zima.
Can I get a wine cooler?
I'm cool with. I'm secure enough in who I am. But I was telling Sammy Smith, we were telling Sammy Smith, it was cool to hang out with him about you doubting me running the. 40
oh
and under 5 seconds.
Does this come up with everybody?
No.
Well, it's unreal.
Met him for the first time.
Stephanie had brought it up. I was trying to explain to Sammy what an athlete was.
Oh, okay.
I was okay, I know you're talking about running the 4x1 with Dion, but here's what I did. And I explained to him that I ran it like a.
I bet he loved that story.
Well, he's like, wait, at 2 a.m.? I was like, yeah. And how many? He's like, the Leon track. And then I went and formulated the time because I was running 40 meters, not 40 yards. And he's a track guy, so he understands what I'm talking about,
sure,
the difference.
Sure.
So, yeah. So
I don't have many regrets in life because that's not how I live. But one of my biggest regrets
is
not saving that text from
you
at 5 in the morning.
You didn't know Twitter would be a thing, probably. That was 2008.
The text he sent me at 4:30 or 5 in the morning
after I'd done the formulations. Like, buddy, I was just clocking a 4:82.
Here we go. Nathaniel writes, do Alex Atkins' training technique by chance include smashing the fingers of our center's snapping hands with a hammer? What? Why in the holy hell can nobody in Tallahassee snap an effing football? And the few who can quickly seem to forget how. Sweet Jesus. I've been an avid fan since the 1986 season. I was at the game in 86 against Miami. So here's an obligatory.
Yeah,
it's a good game. So here's an obligatory FMFFM, which we all know what that stands for that front-running, fair-weather, rented stadium, internet-only, all-Canes conference, 60-yard, little people-sized IPF, five old ass rings, plus a Russell Athletic Bowl having ass.
That's a good one.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a big hashtag.
I had to work a bunch in there right there.
And, I will say this. If you're going to have a bad snap, you'd rather it be on the ground than over the head.
Or to the right. He was kind of keeping him to the right sometimes.
Yeah, and he knows where Milton likes it.
Right, right.
He likes it in the pocket where it's just a nice ground ball just between your legs.
Get down
keep
there,
your down,
make that little one
bend
hop.
Bend your knees.
You got time, McKenzie. You got time.
Maybe McKenzie's a better shortstop than Tate.
I mean, yeah. That's
the deal,
thing.
McKenzie.
The Rodemaker's 6'5".
He's tall.
I don't think he could do that.
He might not handle it. See,
he's
man.
He's more athletic, though.
Man, that's a tough bend to get all the way down there.
Norvell and Kenny, man, they figured this out.
Like, okay, who do we want to start if we're bouncing it to him?
Well, the shortest guy. The
shortest
guy closest
guy.
To the ground.
Do you have anybody even shorter that we can just throw out there?
Yeah.
We have a 5'6 guy that can just scoopity-doo and go?
Yeah.
Seminole Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV continues in a moment.
Seminole Headlines is brought to you by Register Sausage, serving the Florida Panhandle and Lower Alabama for over 75 years. To find a store near you or to buy directly from Registers, head to registermeats.com. That's registermeats.com.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schofel, and Corey Clark.
Said I would answer some, we would answer some Twitter questions, so here you go. AT, my man, writes, it's hard for many to discern whether or not progress is happening when losses continue to pile up. Do you guys believe the program is progressing under Norvell? And what, if any, tangible and intangible measures are supporting your opinions? Okay, well, yeah,
I feel it in my plums.
That's the intangible.
You can feel
those, those are tangible to you,
but
they're intangible to us.
Intangible to the rest
of
us.
Tangible to me.
Your plums.
Yeah, but I feel so it deep down in them.
Yeah.
All the way down deep
very in
the cockles. Very tangible. As tangible as it gets.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go. No, you go ahead.
I definitely do. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, it's like one of the things we've gotten to now the last couple of weeks is, like, people are like, well, playing hard and being competitive, that's the bare minimum. Like, you got to take the next step. It's like,
tell Florida fans.
I got you. Except
look around.
We also saw a year ago, like, that wasn't the minimum then.
No. Yeah.
So you have
or the year before that, or the year before that, or the year before that.
To get to that point. And then from an execution standpoint, again, this past game, those three or four long plays, we haven't seen that since, like, last year. I mean, even early in the season when they had some busts, I don't think I've seen as many, like, those few plays to me looked like a throwback. It reminded me of how bad the defense has been.
The fact that felt out of
ordinary. It ain't good that it happened, but it shows you that hasn't been happening.
So, tangible, how about intangible first? They play with a level of competency and confidence that I think is indicative of a team that is coached well. So,
and they play together. They play for each other.
They play for each other and all these things. So I think there's I guess the reason I would call that intangible is that there's a confidence level that has been infused by this coaching staff. The tangible stuff are some of the advanced numbers, which tell you they are 100% indisputably better.
Look at those plaques down there.
Yeah, they might get to that top 60 defense. And look, man, the most tangible thing, the tangible thing that matters the most, besides my plums, as we all know, that's number one. Is
intangible to us, though.
Right, is wins. And I get it. It's 3-6.
Well, that's why he mentioned it.
As I said, though, on Wake Up War Chant, it's like, man, if you have eyes and watch sports.
Yeah, you know they're better.
You know they're better.
They're much more physical.
As my man, as a great man once said, quit paying attention to the results and just learn
watch
about
the process.
Watch the process. It's more about the process than the results.
Well, they've only
But
lost.
It is literally about the process right here. They are getting better. They ain't good. You're not close to good, but they're better.
The problem with John James was he wanted to trust the process when he was losing to teams with less talent.
Yeah, that's
the problem. That becomes a problem. At that point, the result does matter.
That's why the Jacksonville State game is such a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is the only one where they lost as a huge favorite. They don't have a loss as as a favorite this year other than that game.
Probably not.
Yeah. No, they were underdogs to Clemson for sure, and they were right there till the end. They were underdogs to NC State, and they didn't have their starting quarterback.
They really should
have
covered against Clemson. That was a bad.
Well,
that would have been like four covers in a row.
But that's just a bad beat, right? They were.
Yeah.
No, they don't have a loss as a favorite this year at all.
I can't wait to get back to those years where Florida State's favorite again.
That would be.
How about that? The moment that you look out there against a ranked team and Florida State's a 7.5-point favorite?
Yeah.
Look at this.
Oh, man.
You've done some things.
Am I going to take the Noles here, giving up a touchdown?
You know what? Mike might even punt.
Yeah,
not so worried about it.
He's going to get the ball back.
But back to his question also, the one last thing I would say about it is there's all these comparisons to last season, but then even to 2019, and because that team was better offensively than or is good or better than offensively than this team is, you could say, okay, well, Willie had to go in the right direction. Well, two things. They had a lot more better players back then. I mean, you had Tamori and Terry. You had a lot more talent.
Yeah,
Cam Akers. Let's
start with there.
You had a lot more talent on that team, and you hadn't had the whole upheaval of the roster. Like, now you're 2 years later into that changing over the roster.
Yeah, no, it's the – I think when we talk about the last 4 years – is what leads to the unmitigated disaster where you're longing for talent because you've had the exodus happen more than once. Yeah. So it's stockpiling of those.
You haven't replenished it like you would have liked.
No.
It's coming, though.
But it's hard to do given the circumstances. First year, you get here. 2 weeks later, you got to sign somebody, and then you have a COVID year. Are there any rules, writes Mary, and we love Mary, are there any rules governing the transfer portal, or is it truly the wild, wild west? I think it can be very disruptive. And before I forget, yay Braves, and of course, yay Sausage.
Absolutely, Mary. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yay Braves, indeed.
She was. Yeah. That's not for you. That's for the Braves.
No, I feel like it was aimed towards me.
She doesn't give a damn about you rooting for the Braves.
I think
she
does. I think
Mary wants to say yay Braves.
Mary probably is happy for Corey.
Yeah, she probably is. She's a kind-hearted woman. I'm just saying. There's no mention of Corey, and he immediately goes, yeah, thanks, Mary.
Thanks so much,
Mary.
That means
so much. She goes, oh, and one more time, go Braves. And he goes, thank you, Mary.
That means more than you'll ever know.
He's starting at short for the Braves.
That means more than you'll ever
know. Whoa, and there it goes.
Good catch.
That was loud. See that catch?
That was loud.
That was quick hands Cameron right there, buddy.
But no, there don't appear to be any rules, right?
Well, the big thing is you can't.
Super slow-mo that catch.
Oh, we're going to have
that'll be on the happy hour.
The level of athleticism that just occurred there.
Plays of the day. Yeah. SportsCenter top 10.
Hell of a play. This thing about took out my teeth.
If you had been the receiver on 4th and 4.
I'd have made that catch.
You would have made that catch.
Yeah, and I know how important it is to make that catch.
That's a big deal.
The only real big thing is they can't contact you until you go in the portal. And so there's been a couple kids throughout the time at Florida State who've started like kind of talking to schools, and those schools are calling FSU saying, hey, this kid's not even in the portal, but he's reaching out.
You know what I'd do? I'd hang up on him. I don't give a damn. Hey, get a hold of your own. What do you want me to do? Hey, this guy's reaching out. We've got interest.
You being the.
What are you going to do about it? Tell the NCAA?
Ooh, so scared.
They're come get us.
You can't directly talk to the kid, but yeah, they could call the high school coach or something like that.
Or your parents, right? Yeah. I mean, you could do. There's a lot of avenues to go. Basically, it is kind of the Wild West.
Yeah,
it's just like the Wild West had. They had sheriffs out there, Ira.
Yeah, but they just went
and
shot
do?
People if they were angry.
Yeah, you still got to roll in with guns and just have duels in the streets.
Wyatt Earp wasn't like the nicest guy in the world. My man just decided he didn't like some of those other dudes and shot them.
Yeah,
that's how that went down.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? I'm Wyatt Earp.
What are you gonna do, John Ringo?
Shoot your ass.
Yeah, you can do nothing.
Can we, Corey and I?
I don't know.
Turns
I don't even know what to do.
You?
I don't even know what to do. Can he read questions while he does this?
Jason writes, "Hi guys, love the show. Any more buzz on which QBs FSU has reached out to in the portal? So this is where everybody's heads at. They're right to have their heads in the portal.
Yeah,
everybody should be looking intently at that
Daniels,
damn
maybe JT Daniels.
Or Stedman Stewart, whatever his name is.
Stetson Bennett the fourth.
I don't want Stetson Bennett the fourth.
What about the third?
I don't want his ass.
You take the third, though.
Reed, who just gave us money, and say thank you, because I can't while I'm doing this.
Old Kevin Saldana.
Thank you, Kevin.
Good
Kevin
work,
Saldana.
Kevin.
Good work, Kevin. Appreciate you, baby.
Do you have a comment? Can you read it?
I can read it now that I've got a hold of this mic, so it's not
crushing
me. Oh,
look at you. I think
my eyesight's so bad I can't read it from here.
When the Noles win Saturday,
yeah, there you go.
I'm for Ira and Corey
chain.
Finding out how hard it is to steal that stupid turnover chain and wear it for the post-game wrap-up. Oh, that would be good.
Man, that wouldn't be bad, Ira. They still do the turnover chain?
They have a new one. They got rid of the one that looks like a gun. Like last year, they've got a new one this year.
What does it look like, a knife?
I can't remember, man, but it's
a pickaxe.
It's no, doesn't. Man, you're struggling over there. Can we go to a break soon?
We're about this 13 minutes left on the show. Yeah, I'm sure.
Good times.
What do you want me to do?
But yes, that would be awesome if we had our own turnover chain. We should. Again, I think maybe for the wrap up show, I'll just wear a bunch of jewelry. I get all of Stephanie's jewelry and Aslan's jewelry.
What, like, you know, like the coaches or university presidents would have like bets. Like Florida State's president would have a bet against BC's
bet
president.
Bet like 100 right. oranges
Maine
against
lobster
some
or something.
Chowder, yeah.
Could like if Coburn or the new president McCollum, like if they bet something for the
cocaine?
Turnover chain. Something for the turnover
cocaine.
Chain. That's the only thing Miami would be interested
Miami's
in.
Miami's like, well, yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's
cocaine.
Get it on.
Well, how about like orange? No, you said cocaine. You cocaine? Okay, what are we getting? What's Tallahassee going to give back?
No, the cocaine in exchange for the
turnover.
The turnover.
Chain.
Oh, I see. Oh, I got you. Yeah, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
If we
like,
win,
really?
If we win, we get the turnover chain. If you win,
you
3
get,
kilos.
You get the cocaine. You get 3 kilos.
They may end up turning that down because they'd say, well, you got plenty of coke down here, guys.
We're
good. We're the capital.
That doesn't
coke
move
down
the
here.
Needle.
Yeah, we
3
don't have to worry about
all that.
You got any fentanyl?
Come back and wrap it up momentarily on Seminole Headlines.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510, is he declaring an emergency? There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schofel, and Corey Clark.
All right, now this is going to be a rapid-fire ending. You're going to get a boatload of commercials at the end of this hour because this thing just fell on my face a second time.
Standing up.
Just fell on my face for the second
time.
Yeah,
that was a hard one. That one hurt. That got you pretty good.
I was able to get the right hand in just a little bit, but this is not ideal, guys. We've got broken mics all through here. Thomas writes, FMFFM. We know what that means. 17 sacks so far against Van Dyke. D1 needs to feast. Thick, warm... sausage for me.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to stop reading that.
Nice. Agreed. You do need sacks. You need to put pressure on the quarterback.
Good one. Jeff, what homework assignments would you give all of us uninformed dumbass fans?
How much have you gotten much grief about that? Because on the Sunday Smash, people that didn't watch the Sunday Smash this week, Jeff was a little fired up about the fans who have been killing this coaching staff.
Okay, well, we're not going to go down that again. But I got some grief, but not a lot. I had a bunch of people say, you're right, Cameron, keep it going.
Right.
Yeah, so a lot of people were frustrated.
Well, and
he
hears what he wants to hear.
We all do, buddy.
Right.
Yeah, just like when somebody says, oh, go Braves. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mary.
Touches the heart. Warms the cockles.
One quick one for Ira. Is English better than Tate in practice? Is he? That's actually a good question. Is he better? I mean, earlier this year, I don't think he was, but I haven't been to as many of you've been.
I don't think he's better. I think
he's as good.
Well, it's just I don't think he's better. He's a little bit more kind of like he's got like a little bit more Milton to him in the sense of like the old Milton. He can move around, make some like creative plays. Tate's more of a drop back passer. I don't want to sit back down because I got to adjust my mic and everything.
Well, stand up. You're good.
Leave the mics be, buddy. We've got about 3 minutes, and then Matthew's going to hit a commercial festival.
You're tired of holding that.
You guys are going to get bonus commercials. I mean, this is hazard
pay. This is hurt. Yeah, that's
hurt. Hazard pay. I've had my face hit, my elbow hit, my wrist hit by this damn mic.
Is that
mic.
Starting to wear on your arm a little bit? You wouldn't have lasted long in Abu Ghraib. Abu Ghraib would have been tough for you.
I think it was tough for them.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
Was less than ideal situation. Let's see if we can get one more. I got most.
How about Twitter? I don't think you got a lot of Twitter.
I don't have a lot of Twitter, but it's tough to manipulate this right now. Let's see if I can get back over to Twitter. Anyhow, you know what we should do? Do we think there's a chance in the fourth quarter here we're celebrating if Florida State ends this losing streak?
Yeah, man.
It's going to be close either way. I mean, it's going to be back and forth, man. It's going to be back and forth.
Also, tonight begins college basketball. Not for Florida State. They start tomorrow against Penn at midnight. Check that. 9 p.m. Right? But tonight college basketball starts. There are a lot of games throughout the country. Teams that Florida State will be facing, and you get a little sneak peek on those teams. So I'm kind of excited about that, and I'm actually really excited about this basketball team. I enjoyed that exhibition. They got backcourt quicks now, and they can shoot.
Yeah, they might be the best shooting team they've had. Hopefully they'll take care of Penn. I think the last time they hosted a Ivy League school to start a season, they lost to Princeton in triple overtime, but still ended up winning the ACC that year.
I'm going to give you this really quick. Elon's at Florida. FSU plays Florida this Sunday. Purdue is playing Bellarmine, but we play Purdue on November the 30th. Lafayette takes on Syracuse.
What is this, like probables for starting pitchers?
I'm letting everybody know why you could tune into these other teams.
Yeah.
We play Syracuse December the 4th. Upstate at South Carolina. We play the Gamecocks in Rock Hill, South Carolina, December the 12th. Mm. Dartmouth at Boston College. Of course, we play BC in the Conte Forum. Bucknell against NC State. We've got NC State and Raleigh in January.
It's a weird end of the show. You're doing what you're doing and reading off basketball stuff. Irish just been looking at his phone for 3 minutes.
I'm trying to find some Twitter questions.
He's texting friends.
Because listen, man, these people, my people on Twitter,
your people
took their time to ask us questions, and we're just disregarding because we had an equipment malfunction.
What happened? Does your Twitter not open up?
Well, no, I found it. But, like,
you didn't like any of the questions?
How do I choose? They're all so good.
Welcome to my quandary. Just don't choose any of them. Yeah. I gave you a go ahead, read one.
It's like when Meryl Streep was like, just take them both.
Oh, yeah.
It's Sophie's choice.
What are we going to do?
Choose your daughter or your son. Well, just take them both. I don't want to choose.
Here's the final one.
NYK FSU CPA asked, hey, guys, love the show. That's why I picked this one. Hey, guys, love the show. I know this team has improved from last year. Are we ACC level good at any position? Jimbo put his focus on getting grown-ass men. Where does Norvell need to focus, and do you believe he can bring in that kind of talent?
Yeah, I think this recruiting class coming in, if they sign, is proof that he can bring in that kind of talent. This class that he has with the potential to add to it, including from our guy Marvin Jones Jr., right? I mean, if that happens,
oh, man.
Dude, they've got – that's a legit top 10 class, and that would show he could do it, A, and B, they're bringing an influx of really good players at a multitude of positions.
Didn't love seeing Marvin Jr. on his Alabama visit, decked out in Alabama stuff.
Didn't like that.
It's fine.
Maybe you can call – when you're talking to Sammy – next time, yeah, tell him to call Marvin.
Can we get this done?
I don't think they've played together, so they're not familiar. Probably, and I think they've heard of each other.
Sure, they've heard of each other.
Yeah, I think they've heard of each other. But also, like, he couldn't have been impressed with that Alabama game.
Oh, they were awful. They should have lost
to
LSU.
Should have lost to the great Max Johnson.
Man.
If only he'd been here.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So Max would bring with him not only a skill set needed at quarterback, but also his brother, the tight end. And we know we don't have any tight ends, so this
no,
is
no, that's
a
not true. They
one,
have
baby.
11 tight ends.
But on this topic,
one
though,
second play, Corey.
Right.
One more element to this game that's important. It is a huge recruiting weekend. Come to WordChat.com. There's plenty of coverage. Michael's got the whole list of all the guys who are visiting.
That's
they have a lot of
right there, Ira.
A lot of official and unofficial visitors for this game. A lot of big-time guys are going to be there. They kind of rolled the dice for that Notre Dame game. It worked out well for them.
See if
they have to. They have to have a good game.
By the way,
for that
Navy
reason.
Takes on Virginia at the JPJ. We'll be playing them in February.
He's relentless.
Man, I don't like this new segment of Seminole Headlines.
I just wanted you to know there's a lot of games on tonight.
Opponents.
You'll be checking
great,
out, buddy.
Man,
get back to Atlanta in time. I want you to see these games.
I will. I'm excited.
Maine's at Virginia Tech. Florida State plays Virginia Tech January 29th.
If you're looking for dinner before that game tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, Horizons Bar and Grill up at Bannerman Crossing on Thomasville Road.
It's a good place for brunch, too. I went there on Sunday.
Tell Mike and Kyle we sent you. Horizons Bar and Grill is the place to be.
Tell them Mimosa.
Tell them Corey sent you, and you get, I think, your next two visits are free.
Two
visits for free, anything you want. All the food, all the beer. You got to tell them Corey sent you,
What if you said you wanted a steak and lobster, and they said, sure, it's free?
It's all free. I mean, I'm not mincing words here.
Did you have a mimosa?
No, I don't drink
mimosa. It's the kind of fruity drink you would love. And I actually like mimosa.
I was going to say, you just have to drink Zima.
Come on, man.
They're the only ones in town who have it.
You guys have a lot of viewers and listeners that like Truly, that like White Claw, and you're just pooping on all of them.
Yes.
It's called them not men. You are men. Because women.
No. I was just about to say the women who love those drinks are going to listen to this show either way.
Can we break it down on team?
No. That thing's going to hit him in the face.
All right. Good job, Matthew. Thanks to all of you. Sorry, we're breaking a little early here because I'm tired of holding this mic. It's freelancing.
Yeah, that's
good work,
tough,
Corey.
Man.
Good work, Ira. Bye, everybody. Good Noles!